When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So I did more math. Sorry, Doran. It's not really math. But it kind of is math. Math. With Russ, they're averaging 28.6 points per game, as I've said. That would have them sixth in the league if he did it over the full season. Just behind Washington and just ahead of Tampa. And ahead of such teams as Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Green Bay, Kansas City, Houston, San Francisco, L.A., Atlanta, a lot of good to decent teams in that mix. And some that we think of as having these high-flying offenses. Steelers' offense has been among the best in football since Russell Wilson took over. And they've been moving it consistently. They haven't always punched it in the red zone, but they have been moving it consistently with Russell Wilson. I mean, I had the calculation somewhere here of total yards per game, but they've been moving it. I mean, they're up over 400 yards a game. 391 yards per game with Russell Wilson. So I think it's here to stay, man. And I think Arthur Smith deserves a ton of credit for it, too.
You can tell that it's here to stay, especially in offense. And we talk about how balanced this team is and comparing them to their, you know, teams around the league that they're going to be competing with. But on offense, you could tell that it's here to stay because of the disbursement of the football on offense. And it's been like that every single game that Russell Wilson has been in there. I mean, last game, there was 10 guys, 10 different guys that touched the football. Now, Mike Williams wasn't one of them. He was kind of the only one left out. But that isn't just that isn't just a couple days ago. That has been like that ever since Russell Wilson really has been in there. Now, I don't know if it's been 10, but it's been close to 8, 9.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, and you look at the numbers. Just check the box score after the game on Sunday, this game coming up, and then compare it to the box score of the game against the Bengals. And look at the numbers, though. The disbursement's one thing. But look at the numbers of each individual. They're around the same. Like Jaylen Warren, you know that he's going to have, and he was a little off with the rushing, but you know that he's going to have around 25 yards rushing. You know that he's going to have around 28 yards receiving or around 40 yards rushing. Najee Harris, you know he's going to be over 70 yards rushing. He's going to have over 15 yards receiving. Darnell Washington's always going to have a catch. Pat Freiermuth's always going to have three catches. For, you know, 20 plus 30 yards. Van Jefferson's going to have maybe one catch. And then George Pickens always going to go over 80 yards receiving. Like, it's been like that every single game. It's literally, and that's why it's here to stay, because there has been that trend that he does not just target George. They don't just run with Najee. They run with Jaylen. Then you fold in Cordarrelle Patterson. You throw Cordarrelle Patterson some footballs, even in the slot as a receiver. Like, these things have been the same since Russell Wilson has been in there. That's why it's here to stay.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you would expect Mike Williams to have a say in the matter at some point, too. They needed him in Washington. They probably could have used him in Cleveland. They lose the game. They didn't need him, obviously, against the Bengals. He'll get folded in.
Yeah.
He'll make plays.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. You wonder why or when, and the why it hasn't happened to this point, but they're making do without him. So I think there's an argument to be made that maybe it gets even better, and this offensive line, which is young, you would hope would continue to get better. I did want to mention Connor Hayward, because the two guys who didn't catch the football who reported as eligible were Connor Hayward and Mike Williams. Connor Hayward, though, he recovered the onside kick.
Right.
So he was able to make a play in the football game.
Think about guys like Skowronek. Like, who do you want on the field at this point whenever you're trying to run the football, establish a run? Do you want Skowronek on the field or do you want Mike Williams?
I'm okay with Skowronek.
I mean, he had a big catch.
He did. He did. Van Jefferson had one of the biggest catches of the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Third and nine. Looked like Cincinnati was going to bring the house. Russell Wilson just got the snap off because he's gesticulating. He knew exactly what Cincinnati was going to do. He knew where his hot was. He knew, I got to put this thing on a line. Did all those things.
Now, Mike Williams is a way better receiver than Skowronek. That's not what I'm trying to say. But what they're trying to do in their identity, Skowronek kind of fits that build. He almost has taken the place of what they visioned Roman Wilson being. Like, they want to run the football. Skowronek is a very good blocking receiver, and he's a role player, and he will catch a football for you.
Yes.
So if you're trying to establish that, you kind of want, and we think about, I'm just trying to think through why Mike Williams hasn't getting the targets.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that maybe it's just so specific to, they have an identity, they want to stick to it, and Skowronek fits the build better than Mike Williams does, or Van Jefferson does, because he's been here longer. I don't know. I was thinking about it all last night, because I was like, even yesterday, you asked me, you're like, what do you think it is? And I'm like, I don't know. And that bothered me that I didn't know. So I thought about it all last night. Like, why hasn't he even been looked at target-wise?
Yeah, and you wonder, too, like, he's a veteran. He's a smart guy. He's got a good coordinator. He's got a veteran quarterback. But still, I mean, you're out there. You got to pick up. You got to know all the checks, and they are doing a lot of that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know. Texter, the 44 was against an all-time bad D, squeezing the numbers. Wasn't that long ago they went seven quarters without a touchdown? Yeah, but you can do anything you want with statistics. They also had the longest stretch in the NFL, going 23 straight quarters with scoring points. So I don't know. The first half against the Browns was bad. The second half was good. And actually, the first half against the Browns, they did move the football.
Mm-hmm.
They crapped their pants in the red zone. They crapped their pants on short yardage. So we had even said coming out of that game, you fix both those areas. Those are the places you need to fix. Everything else had been looking pretty good. And then they put it all together against the Bengals. Time will tell if they can keep it up. I think they will. Against the Jets, they moved and scored. Against the Giants, they moved and scored. Against the Commanders, they moved and scored. Against the Cincinnati, they moved and scored. Only two games did they not, and really in both of those games, they moved it. When you look at all the top offenses in the NFL, it's not like, unless you're the Lions, you're not going out there every week putting up 30.
No.
You're going to have some where you do put up 40, but you're going to have some where you put up 20. Look at the Ravens the last 2 weeks, or two of the last 3 weeks. They didn't put up these huge offensive numbers. That's why they're averages. Sometimes you're great. Sometimes you have an off day. But what do you do over the course of time? I think they've got sustainability here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.